You're listening to Inward with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the OR Podcast Network. Join Rabbi Joey as he guides us through the world and major works of Kabbalah, Hasidic masters, and Jewish philosophy, shedding light on the inner life of the soul.
Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, we are continuing with our weekly shiur in the Zohar HaKadosh. And in this week's Parsha, Parshas Tetzaveh, we encounter a fundamental piece of the Zohar with regards to a human emotion, a human condition. And it's fundamental because it sheds light on the pillar of the Zohar HaKadosh itself, which is the secret of the Tzaddik Yisod Olam, the secret of Amech Kulam Tzaddikim, and especially the secret of Tzaddik Yisod Olam, the fact that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the central pillar, the Btzina Kadisha, rests at the center of the Chavraya, connecting all of the disparate neshamos together towards a singular goal, to the degree that Rabbi Shimon is able to say, B'chad katirna ektarina, that with one singular bond of flame and connectivity, I connected to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just Rabbi Shimon that he's saying that about. It's every ounce of the Zohar HaKadosh that Rabbi Shimon is able to say it about the Chavraya, about the wandering travelers, about the donkey drivers, about the birds that are chirping, about the trees. Each and every aspect of the universe of the Zohar HaKadosh is illuminated in the central connectivity of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Shechina HaKadosha, the secret of Tzadik Yisrael Olam, the secret of Kudsh Bricha V'Shchintai, the secret that there is a pillar upon which all things in this world stand, the Tzadik, Kimitzion Teitzei Torah, that place of Butzina Kadisha, that placement of Rabbi Shimon at the center, the fact that Rabbi Shimon is not better or worse than anybody else, it's different. The Tzadik is Yorid Min HaShemayim, as the Baal HaTanya's Masbir, and as the Rebbe's Masbir, very clearly about what the role of the Tzadik is. In his mimer, or Zeruah LeTzadik, that the Tzadik is the Shliach Tzibur. The Tzadik, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, rests at the center as the pillar that takes all of the drashos and sends them back upwards to the place that they need to come. Through the refinement of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's Torah, through the zichuch of the Moichin, the Hashras HaMoichin of Moshe Rabbeinu, within Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the words of the Chavraya are able to take on deep significance, that they stop being Almin Deshav, as we spoke about in the Hakdama to the Zohar, and they start being Rekian B'Shemayim, that the words of the Chavraya build new realities, and they build new realities because their words are rooted in Teres Moshe, which is the Nitzitz of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. With the Hiskashas to the Shoresh of the Torah of the Tzaddik, as Rabbi Nachman says, there's a Birur HaMadama, there's a clarification of the imagination of the individual to the degree that their thoughts in Torah can be considered as if they're authentic to some degree or another. And Rabbi Nassan says, thankfully, Rabbi Nachman already gave us a Madama Mezacha, a purified Madama. Now, clearly, that's only true for Rabbi Nassan, who in Lekutei Halachos is this exact thing. It's a secret of the entire Zohar HaKadosh. It's the back and forth. But over here, Rabbi Nassan is the entire Chavraya Kadisha. There's no 10 people here. It's just Rabbi Nassan bouncing ideas back off one another. Nobody like Rabbi Nassan in Lekutei Halachos, nobody like the Tzaddik in Lekutei Halachos, has the ability to deviate from one point to the other, yet always maintaining the singular thread of connectivity and unity at the heart of the Sugya. And this secret of the disparate voices, the disparate moments and experience that find unification in a Shliach Tzibur, in a Koyach that's greater than the self, that can return it back to the true power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by giving it over to the Tzaddik, by aligning oneself to the Tzaddik, to the Das of Moshe, what they do is they allow their words to illuminate. And this is the secret of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the secret of Moshe Rabbeinu who brings the Torah down to Klal Yisrael. It's the secret of the Kohen Gadol. It's the secret of the Kohen Gadol who's able to go Lefnayu Lefnim. Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai is the Torah Shebichsav, and the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the Torah Shebal Peh of Revelation. And both of those elements are Gilui of the Tzadikim. One is the aspect of Moshe, one is the aspect of Aharon. One is the aspect of Beis Shammai, one is the aspect of Beis Hillel. Because Hu Yelo Lepeh is Hillel, that's Aharon HaKohen, he's going to be the mouth for Moshe. And Lo Ishtavar Manochi is Shosei Tevos Shammai, because Moshe Rabbeinu is the Das of Beis Shammai. Chasadim and Gvuros, the two expressions of the Tzaddik, Matan Torah and Kodesh HaKadoshim. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai expresses both of these elements in the heart of the Zohar. And the Zohar is like each and every person's life, that we have many, many disparate moments in our lives, disparate things, different feelings, different fears, different assumptions, different perceptions, different thoughts, different attitudes, different emotional responses, different contemplations, different desires, different expectations. And all of them seem to be moving one against the other, one without connectivity, devoid of an inner central point of connectivity. But ultimately, with the light of the Tzaddik, with the light of the Tzaddik Yisrael Olam, with the light of Moshe Rabbeinu, with the light of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, with the light of the Betzina Kadisha, of all of the Yechidei Hadoros, what happens is that there's a central point towards which all separation unifies itself. It doesn't mean that all separation unifies. It means that separation is unified in orientation to a center. Tzaddik Yisrael Olam. There's a Yesod, there's an Iker. As the Tikkuni Zohar says, that the Midah of Yesod is the Midah of the Rakia that causes separation and specificity, but don't read it as Rakia, but rearrange its letters and find Iker, its essentiality. The point of essentiality of the Tzaddik, of Rashbi, of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Das of all of the Tzaddikim, allows all of the various and separate things to unify together to reveal a beautiful image that comes out of the Riboy of colors, a unity that comes out of the changes of a person's experience. Reliance upon a tzaddik is like we say in the bracha v'al tzaddikim, that mishanu muftach l'tzaddikim. There's a comfort that can be found in placing the rest of one's soul, the comfort of one's soul, in some place bigger than me, of giving it over to something bigger than me, of giving it over to somebody who knows better than me, of the ability to receive advice, of their ability to assume that we're not the most essential thing in existence. And that ability of being makasha our words to the tzaddik, of being makasha our words to the innermost point of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, of the Kohen Gadol, is what is going to allow us to encounter the true power of the Zohar Kodesh. Because in truth, the Zohar Kodesh is a book that is filled with infinite variations of drasha. But the singular, most significant point of the Zohar is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The drashos are preceded by a connection to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and they're followed by a connection to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And the entire Torah itself is a connection to the tzaddik and what they heard from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Idrazuta is the epic end of the Zohar HaKadosh, where Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai gives life to his Talmidim, where it says, Chai, Chai L'Olam. That Chai Olamim, that's a life, it's an eternal life. Chayim ad olam. It's an eternal life. It's a life that drips down from the highest of places. The tzaddik is nothing. The tzaddik is empty. The tzaddik is invisible. The tzaddik is translucent because there's a refinement to the degree that human beings are capable of refining themselves. So it just becomes a place or a conduit for an expression of Shekhinah HaKadosh. It's not the person. It's not the identity. It's not the individual. It's not the name. It's not the proper noun, God forbid. They're no different than any other human being. Nishmas Yisrael is Nishmas Yisrael. The Iker is the Bittel, and the Bittel of the Tzaddik means that there's a Makom of Hashras HaShechina there that's unlike anything else. And by Mechubar ourselves to that innermost point, to the heart of the Zohar, all of the various thoughts of the Zohar remain connected. And now, in order to connect to this Nikud of the Tzaddik, in order to connect to the Kohen Gadol of Parshas Tetzaveh, of Ketoiras, of Lefnayu Lefnim, Mamish, of Menorah, of Big Day Zahav, the Big Day Kuhuna, of the tzitz, of the urim v'tumim, all of the kochos of the tzaddik emes and tzaddikei amitim who have the koyach of the kohen gadol to be nichnas lefnai lefnim into kodesh hakadoshim, and the secret of hakadosh baruch hu's names to be mala the ketores to hakadosh baruch hu, to be mamtik af, to get rid of anger, which is the secret of the ketores, to bring everything, all separation, all distinction, back up to hakadosh baruch hu, so that it could be mamtik af, the secret of what the Rambam says about ketores, that it came to alleviate a disgusting smell. And Rav Tzaddik HaKohen says that yafa amart, even though the Rambam doesn't have Kabbalah as we understand it from the Arizal, nevertheless, his Dvarim are in Ruach HaKodesh, and this is the Kavana itself of Ketores, that Ketores is to get rid of the nasty smell in existence, to get rid of the anger, to get rid of the frustration, to get rid of the resentment that each person has in their own hearts against themselves, against their other, and against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we can be Maptik, our anger, we become the Adam HaShalim, we become the Tzadike Amcha Yisrael, the Amir Kulam Tzadikim, who find comfort in the Tzadik Yisrael Olam, which is Mechubras to the Tzadikos Shel Olam, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the way to be Mechaber to Parshas Tetzaveh, to Lefnayu Lefnim, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is to be Mamtik Kas, to get rid of anger, to learn how to deal with anger, as we're going to see in the Zohar HaKadosh. Now, anger b'derech klal is the opposite of the Nukud of a Tzadik. A Tzadik is a person who is Miyushav. A Tzadik, the Mid of a Tzadik, is Hisyash V'Salev. The Nekud of a Tzaddik is Menuchas HaNefesh. Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Tamid, as Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, that Shivisi is Melashon Shivayon, equanimity, Bein Ba'ayil, Bein B'Nafak, whether I'm up, whether I'm down, all things are equal to me. Like the stories of the true tzaddikim in our generation, boiling cups of coffee can spill on them, not a flinch, not a flinch, a refinement of the self on all elements of the body and all elements of the spirit to remain unchanging in the face of all things because of the singular connection, the chad ketir aktarinu to or ein sof, kavyachol. And the mida of a tzaddik is to not care. The mida of a tzaddik, and all of us are tzaddikim, is to not be bothered, is to not get bogged down by the details of the why or the what, or why people are thinking that, or what people are thinking even, but to keep the focus singularly on the main point of experience, which is connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the innermost nekuda of purpose in this moment, to find a way of uplifting this moment, to affirm it, to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light in this moment, to affirm emuna, tzaddik be'emunaso yichya. The secret of a tzaddik is the refinement of emuna, living a life of emuna and shining forth with the light of emuna. Emuna is the opposite of anger. Anger is avodah zarah. Anger is the sense that I am in charge and it's my world. And when it's my world, there's no room for HaKadosh Baruch Hu because anger b'derech klal is always a response to a person feeling that a sense of their control has been taken away from them. Any encounter in this world, which forces me to contemplate the limitations of my control, which previous to this moment I assumed that I had this control, it puts me into a place of disability. It puts me into a place of wandering down that dangerous space of mind where I feel, oh my gosh, I thought I had control and now I don't have control. That opens up the gates of anxiety, which puts a person face to face with the lack of control over all things. And so anger is a response to any moment that takes control out of my hands and forces me to come face to face with the lack of my control. I'm not talking about response to a particular event that demands a certain force. That's not anger. That's a well-placed element of strength. But anger as a response is ultimately the confrontation with the loss of control. And when I lose control, the natural thing that I want to do is regain control. I want to reassert my control over existence. And the way I reassert my control over existence is by making myself louder, more important, bigger, raising my voice, making my posture stronger, making myself more severe. This cost, this self-propagation, this presencing of the self, this blowing up of the chest, this breathing deep out of the nose, this anger, this rage, this enormity of the self blots out the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the more the self thinks that it's in control, the more the self feels that it's an actual, authentic, separate self, God forbid. And the more the self feels that it's an actual self-dependent self, then the more it needs to assert its own control, which is the birthplace of anger. And so the tzaddik, who's aware that everything and every moment comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both the tzaddikim and the rishonim, both the ability to be the tzaddik and the reality of being a rasha, it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tzaddik who recognizes that everything comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the person who's freed from anger. It's freed from anger because I'm not in control anyway. And when something goes my way, fine, it goes my way, good, I'll do everything I can to make sure that that happens. But when something doesn't go my way, okay, it didn't go my way. I did what I could, and it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to finish things, like Yitzchak Avinu, the Shoresh of the Tzaddik, who's also the Shoresh of Kas Mituko, the refinement of Kas. Yitzchak should have theoretically been the most angry person in the world. Instead, he was passively present in the process of people taking his things, but not a weakness, not a denial of force, but rather a recognition that this is absolutely meaningless to me in the light of the true value of all things, that there's nothing. There's nothing other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Yitzchak was able to laugh. Not because he was worried about himself in the present, but because he was laughing a laughter of the future. And so the tzaddik is without anger. It's the refinement of anger. It takes the notion of self and it refines it to the degree that every aspect of self is shown to just be a revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself. And so, in learning to connect ourselves to the Tzaddik Yisrael Olam, to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and the Zohar HaKadosh, to Moshe on Har Sinai, to the Kohen Gadol and Kodesh HaKadoshim, to the Tzaddik Yisrael Olam, in each and every person's life, Bein B'chaim, Bein Above Chaim. The way to do that is to refine ourselves and to let go of anger. To be more of a tzaddik is to let go of anger, to let go of our need to be in control, because ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu is control. Ah, this person did something I didn't want. Okay, I thought it was going to go a different way. Again, it's not passivity. It's an active presentation of self that is a kivush hayetzer, a kivush hayetzer, an overcoming of the self that allows itself to pause and enter into a mindset of shivisi, of lo echpat li klal, I don't care. Like Rabbi Nachman says, I don't care, avad I want to care, avad I care about all of those feelings and the things that this person is making me feel. But I choose to care even more about the light of not caring, which is accessible to each and every person at the fount of their selves in the aspect of the amech kulam sadikim, the refinement of anger. And so we're going to see an incredible Zohar HaKadosh. And this is on Daf Kuf Pei Beis in Parshas Tetzaveh. Sorry, let me just find the place. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Pasach, and again, it's always Rabbi Yehuda, the secret of Malchus, the secret of the beginning of becoming a tzaddik, of tzaddik be'emunaso yechia, the Malchus of Gnuza Baradlo. Rabbi Yehuda Pasach, Rabbi Yehuda opens up. And opening up over here doesn't just mean he opened up his mouth, he created an opening for this idea to come down anytime any other person in history studies this idea. So quotes the Pasuk from Yeshaya that remove yourself from that person who the soul is within them, for what are they worth? Haikra ukma, this teaching has already been established. What does it mean remove yourself? What does it mean remove yourself from that person? Is the Torah HaKadosh or the Nevi'im telling us, warning us that one individual should remove themselves from another individual, should separate themselves from another person? So that would also be true in the opposite direction. That if that person is being warned not to connect to me, then I should also be warned not to connect to that person. Like we said before, in the world of Tohu, where it's just a world of separation, every thought is operating in simultaneity. One thing is responding to another without any centering agent of the Tzadik Yisod Olam that connects all of these disparate things to balance them. So of ina nami lagabe. What will turn out is we're going to find that we have a reality of individuals who are not encountering one another for their entirety of their existence. But we've already established, but rather it's discussing the type of person that one should say shalom to in the morning, as the Gemara in Maseches Brachos on Daf Yud Amud Aleph discusses. And I understood this in a different way. And even though this is all good and this is the way that it's explained, what does it actually mean? That you should stay away from the person with the neshama ba'apo. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a command to individuals, a suggestion as to how we should function in this world of Israel, and he warns us. Here the Torah HaKadosha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is warning us to remove ourselves and keep ourselves separate from those who have deviated away from the path of goodness, and have entered upon and embarked upon the path of negativity, and have polluted their souls with that pollution, with that external pollution. And we're going to see, it's not what we think the Zohar Kaddish is talking about. The person that we're being warned to stay away from is a person with anger. When a Kaddish Baruch Hu creates an individual, like the tzaddik, each person is a tzaddik, each person is Moshe Rabbeinu. When a Kaddish Baruch Hu creates us in the image of above, and he breathed the breath of life into us, Kadisha, the Kalil Tlas, the holy breath of life that is composed of three things, kamad ukmina, as it's already been taught, the nefesh, ruach, and neshama, the moyach, the lev, and the kaved. The is be nefesh, ruach, and neshama, the nefesh and the body, the ruach and the heart, and the neshama and the mind. Ula eila mikula neshama, and the highest element of this is neshama, d'ihu chayla ila leminde lemiter p'kudei d'kud shabrichu. And the highest is the neshama, the breath itself, which is the capacity to know and to understand and to engage in the work of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so the pasuk is saying the neshama itself. What does it mean that this neshama has become polluted? And if this neshama goes up to a different place, if this neshama gets stuck in a different place, it becomes polluted there. And it gets removed from the position, the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the neshama gets polluted and it gets dragged down. Begin the tlas chaylen ilun kulachad, nefesh, ruach, and neshama mishtatfei kechada. Because in truth, the nefesh, the ruach, and the neshama, the naran, are in truth three elements of one thing, and they're all unified together. They're all the panimium. They all find kelim within the self, rather than the makifim, which are the chayin, the yichida, vavichad, and they're all one, v'kula kagavna. And they're all in the secret, in the color of the secret of kagavna ilah, hoylech esachacham, all in the image of the ascendant secret. And if we see an individual who appears to have all of these qualities, Adloi kaima bikuma lemin de man ihu bamai is yada, lakarva da nash bahade oil ismane bay. And if a person sees a person who appears holy, sees a person who appears to have a fullness of self, seems to be a tzaddik on one level or another, and seems to be standing in a situated position, who is the person that a person should come and connect themselves to? What is the idea that a person should come to connect themselves to? What is the model that a person should try and model themselves after? How does one know the karve barnash bahadeh if a person should come close to them oile ismane mine, or to distance themselves? And this includes the notions of that individual, the ideas of that individual, the attitudes of that individual. Sak the Zohar HaKadosh. And so how can a person know who a person should connect to and who a person should distance themselves from? It's specifically in the place of anger. It's specifically in the place of anger. Bikaso, bikiso, bikoso, as the Chazal tell us. It's specifically in the place of anger that we're going to come to know the ability to connect to a person or not. Because the mark of anger is the true mark of whether a person has refined themselves. Because anger is a letting go, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a doubling down on the self, while comfort and calmness is letting go of the self and a doubling down on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That anger stems from descending down into the thickness of this world to try and gain some stability and some sense of control, in spite of the fact that it's slipping through our hands at every moment, causing me to get angrier and angrier, to spin more and more out of control, to try and grasp, grasp, grasp so that I can know. An angry person always knows. Or to be a calm person who lives with hishtavus, who knows so deeply that it doesn't matter what happens because we already know. We already know that Ezatov Hashem, we already know that Amichulam Sadiqim, we already know that Tzadik Bamunasa Yechya. The path of anger is the true sign of distinction between a good person or a person who should not be followed. Rugzamamish. That it's specifically by anger, for you see this, but if it's going to be a holy soul, nishmasa kadisha, natar b'shaisa derugze, they calm themselves down, they hold themselves in a place of anger, when anger descends upon them, delo ya'ker le'me asrei, that they should not be removed from their placement, begin l'mashrei t'chusei hahu elzar, and they ensure that they don't move from their place so that they shouldn't be taken over by that foreign god of anger. That's the person who you should connect yourself to. Again, it's not that the tzaddik doesn't have a reason to be angry. Each person has a reason to be angry. There are moments in this world that demand a person to be frustrated. That's just the metzius. Frustrated expectations, a sense of loss of control naturally demands that we want to assert our control, raise our voice. When we feel less control, we want to reconfirm our control. And it's not out of anger, it's not out of rage, but it emerges as anger. Kas is a way that a person expresses themselves. It's a forcing of the self into reality itself so that I become more real than I actually am, because I need control. And that takes me away, and that creates a void. It creates a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not found, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be in a place like that, where a person is trying to assert full control over themselves, the opposite of a tzaddik, the opposite of the ketores, the opposite of lifnayu lifnim, that place of chashai, that place of quiet, that place of the shah that we spoke about, of the Rebbe shah in the Karan Purim, of the Mittler Rebbe shah before he was able to give over Torah, the calming of the mind. The Beroigiz Rachim Tiskor. It doesn't say that the tzaddik doesn't get angry. It says that the tzaddik doesn't allow the anger to push them away from their situatedness. It means that they confirm their stand. They affirm their stand in Emunah, and their mamtik charon af besimcha, as Rabbi Nachman describes. The secret of Eretz Yisrael, arichas af, breathing deep, being mamtik charon af. In that moment, that tzimtzum is kas. The rega of kas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has kavyachol, that Bilam HaRasha was able to be mechavin to in order to be mekal klal Yisrael. That rega ba'apo, that moment of anger, the tzaddik has the das to enter into that place and be mamtik, and to realize that every single thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the toiv ha'amiti v'hayashar v'hatoiv. That everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is l'toiv v'tachlis ha'toiv and baruch sha'amar v'haya ha'olam, and that there's ein shicha lifnei keseh kodecha, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rachamim rabim meleim kepshuta mamish, and there's no room for kas in the kodesh HaKadoshim. In that place where mamtik that rega, or mamtik that af, and that anger. And there's no greater hamtaka of the tzimtzum than calming ourselves down in a moment of anger, than taking a deep breath prior to responding. A person who exhibits that attribute is a person who should be connected to. It's specifically by anger that a person is going to know who to connect to. Ihu nishmasa kadish, if it's a holy soul. Not to b'shaisa drugs, if he contains himself in a moment of anger. Not to be removed from his place, but in the mashrei t'chosa hahu elzar, so that that foreign god. Anger pushes us away from ourselves. I could think I'm one person, the next moment anger comes and I remember that I'm an animal. Anger destabilizes the entire mensch. I remove myself from my place. Anger means that I am not there anymore. It's ki'ilu oved avodah zarah. I'm no longer in control of myself. I'm under the control of something else. I'm seeing red. It's instinctual. The Zohar Kadosh statement of not allowing anger to displace me from my place, to dislodge me from my place. This is a person. This is a tzaddik. Da'ihu avda demari. This is a servant of God. Da'ihu gavar shlim. This is a whole person. Whole how? Because he recognizes that there's absolutely no need to try and grasp control. Lo echpat li klal. Kataras yismach leiv avenosh. The smell is going to be removed. V'yahu barnash le'natir le'el. But if a person is incapable of guarding themselves, v'yu akir kedusha da'iloya me'asre le'mishrei ala isitra achra. But if a person can contain themselves in a moment of anger, person gets removed and dislodged and acts in a certain way and anger speaks in a certain way and they get dislodged, that's the opposite of the Nikud of a Tzaddik. That's the opposite of the Kodesh HaKadosh, and that's the opposite of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That's the opposite of a singular connectivity in the Chayim Ad Oilam. That's Misa, that's a taste of Misa. V'dai da yihu barnash demarid b'mari. This is a person who has rebelled against their creator. V'asir l'kir b'bahadei l'ischabri imay. You shouldn't connect to such a person. V'da yihu tarif nafsho ba'apo. This is the secret of a person who devours their soul in their own anger. Yihu tarif akar nafshe begin rugze. He devours his soul as a result of anger. V'ashrei gviya b'elzar. And a foreign god takes its place. Stay away from a person whose neshama is taken away from them as a result of their anger, whose neshama is taken away as a result of their disconnection to the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that exists in that moment. And so we connect to the Zohar HaKadosh now. It says that, what, should we live in a world where no people are connecting to one another? Should we live in a world of all of the Riboy Drashos of the Chavraya Kadisha, where all of the fancy woodwork and the footwork of the Torah HaKadosh is revealed in all of its fancy? Without the Tzaddik, all of these things appear to be disparate. Without the Nekud of Kodesh HaKadosh, the entire Mishkan and the entire Beis HaMikdash appears to be devoid. Without the Evan HaShasiya, without the Evan HaShasiya, without the Nekudah Pnimis of existence, the Malchus Agnuza Baradla, without the Tzaddik Yisod Olam that's Makasher us to that. So everything appears to be separate and apart, but it's specifically with the light of the Tzaddik, which is the Hamtaka of Kas, which is the refinement and letting go of anger, letting go of frustration, letting go of anger toward outwards, letting go of anger toward inwards, letting go of the frustration towards self, letting go of the frustration towards other, opening ourselves up to calmness, Shavis Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, the secret of Mamtik Charon Af B'Simcha, the secret of the tzaddik who's able to remain steadfast in their place, even in a moment of anger, to undergo the tzimtzum and remain with a full and fundamental awareness of Or Ein Sof, Kepshuta Mamish, Kekoidim HaTzimtzum Mamish. That's what each and every person is able to do, and that's what's Mechaberos, the Parshas Tetzaveh, the tzav that connects the tuf to the hay. It comes right before in the Zohar HaKadosh, which is the secret of chametz and matzah. Rabbi Nachman always talks about how chametz is anger, something that remains for too long, some notion that is sedimented in my mind as being so fundamentally significant to my existence, to my functioning, as if it's become an avodah zarah for me is chametz. It's something that's lasted too long, and to be mamtik the chametz of the mind, the frustration and the ease towards anger, I have to break down the ches and open it up into a hay to allow it to become a malchus, that to allow it to become a mem, which equals matzah. Because the difference between a ches and a hay is someone who feels that they're whole and someone who recognizes that they're broken. That's a gavar shalom. A tzaddik is a person who understands that they're not perfect. Tzaddik who understands that kedushas l'malam mikedushasechem, there's nothing that will ever be as perfect as a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The only thing perfect is a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Everything else is imperfect. That's a Gavar Shlim. That's a person who's Mamtik Kas. That's a person who has no reason to get angry. Because I didn't expect anything anyway. A Kaddish Baruch Hu, everything is Barachimim Rabim. Everything is Bechinu Bechesed Barachimim Aleinu. Al Kol Yisrael, I have no claims. I have nothing. Hinini Ani. Ani Vidal. Person comes with nothing. Secret of David Malka Mashiach, who wasn't angry at all, the reason to be angry. Adomi Kiseer. He was red like murder. He was red like Esav, the anger, the rage, the desire to take control over everything. And he was mahapichet to the secret of gaining control without having control, which is emunah. Emunah is what we do when we own the fact that I have no control, and the only thing I can do is trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has control. And memela, the more we trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu has control, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu has control.
You've been listening to Inward with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the OR Podcast Network. Inward was created by Rabbi Zach Kamenetz and is produced by Zev Gavriel. The music is by Zusha. You can help support the production of this podcast by visiting us online at orpodcasts.com.